Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today and talking with Ellen Bluestein, who is here from the Jewish Community Center of Sonoma County, to tell us about the Day of Jewish Learning. What are you going to learn?
Whatever you want. This is a day where you choose what you want to do. We're going to be at the Person Senior Wing of the Finley Center on Sunday, February 28th. The whole thing is free and open to the public. Everyone's welcome. And it's going to be followed by a complimentary social hour with live music afterwards. It is fun and it's really interesting. We have yoga. We have musar. We have Yiddish theater. We have nature. We have one rabbi who's teaching 50 Shades of Jacob, Do Concubines Count? It just got yours. Penny Wolin will be here, who just published a new book called Descendants of Light. Amazing photographer, and she's an excellent speaker. And she will be talking about why so many Jewish people are famous photographers. And her book will be available there as well. So there's a variety of topics.
Looking down the list, I was interested to see a couple of them that strike me as kind of unexpectedly cross-cultural. The yoga, for instance.
The yoga, which is being taught by Mia Cohen, and she has Brian Lamesh, the musician there, and a colleague of hers named Helene Sheyas. What they do with a thing like yoga, it becomes a body practice, but it's infused with Jewish spirituality. Because yoga really is a spiritual practice in India, but in the United States has become largely like gym classes. This is more like true yoga because it's based in spirituality.
And the rabbi is speaking to the connection between Qigong and Kabbalah.
Yeah, see, Joshua Jacobs Velda is teaching Qigong and Kabbalah. He and his wife, Daria, are out in West County. They have an organization called Znamim, which is a nature-based congregation.
Is this something that occurs from year to year?
This is our third year of doing this Day of Learning. An organization from San Francisco used to do them here in the county, I believe in the early 90s. They stopped doing it. They probably lost their funding. And we've picked it up. So this is our third year at the Person Senior Wing, which is a wonderful location for this. It's just a beautiful building.
And you want everybody to come, I assume.
Yes, the more the merrier. Everyone's welcome. It's, you know, like I said, it's free and open to the public.
How do you decide what to include?
I scout around the community for teachers, and I let them decide what they want to teach. I contact an organization in the East Bay. They're kind of a co-sponsor called Lehrhaus Judaica, and they specialize in intellectual topics for Jewish teachers, and they have teachers who they send out all over the world for teaching sessions, and they run sessions themselves. I contact them. And just my network of people who I happen to know, and I call them up and go, hey, will you come and teach? And there's a lot happening down in the Bay Area because it's a larger Jewish community. So I reach out to people down there to see who's willing to drive up.
Now, I know you're busy as the organizer. Which session are you determined not to miss yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm having a hard time answering this. Here's one that really interests me. Cantor David Frommer. He's the cantor at Congregation Shomrei Torah. A cantor, in case people don't know, is the person at a synagogue who sings the prayers. Anyway, he served in the Israeli Defense Forces and the U.S. Army. And rather than singing, he's going to be talking about his personal experiences in the military, and I think that's fascinating.
One of the many things happening at the Day of Jewish Learning coming up on Sunday, February 28th. Again, this will be at the Finley Community Center in Santa Rosa, 12:30 to 5:30 p.m., a number of one-hour sessions, free and open to everyone.
Yes, and if people have questions, they can contact us at the JCC Sonoma County, 528-4222.
That'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, wishing you a great day.